That's right. You have to take time off.
That's the way I choose to use this time off for.
I have a feeling we've got other things to talk about, right?
I have a feeling we've got other things to
talk about. I'm sad.
You know, it's like all of Nixon Jackson.
I can't believe
this. You should have put up to the wall and just put it in. Hey, as long as he didn't say, you know, part of me that goes too hard, we're good.
So I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to call the conference and public hearing back to order. I hope everybody enjoyed a pleasant lunch. So really quickly, just because it's a formality, let me close that freezing top. Should I close it? I just want to reiterate things that everybody in this room probably already knows. But since this is the oral session, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that this is a public hearing. Everything that was said is going to be transcribed and put in the docket. We're going to require that everybody identify themselves and their affiliation. George Bridgers, USEPA, here, Air Quality Modeling Group in RTP. We're going to have a session for oral comments. At such time that we do not have anybody else requesting a speaking spot, then I will go ahead and close the public hearing and conference. But that being said, written comments for the next 74-ish days can be submitted to the docket by October 27th. And on the informational website for the conference and public hearing, there's a docket link. If not, you can search for it. Or it's even in this presentation here. The other thing, this is just a side note, over the lunch period, I updated the Lattice Modeling page, the website, so all the presentations are now more clearly posted. They're not embedded in links. I mean, they're still embedded in links in the agenda, but there's a page now that has all of them listed, and so you can just go through the Lattice Modeling conference page and see that. If there are any non-significant, and make sure I said this right, changes that need to be made by any of the speakers. I know there was a couple of plots that didn't print right with the PDF. We can accommodate those, but if there's any other substantive changes to the presentations, they were given in public record, and I can't change them now, including ours. Let's see, what else? Other than that, I think that we'll start. We do have one requested oral comments here, and I will go back to the presentation I closed just to have a nice pretty background on the screen. You spend the time doing these things, you can throw them up there. So, Peter, I give you the floor to you, and just like everybody else, you have up to 15 minutes if you need it.
Hey, hello everyone. My name is Peter, who work with Apex Titan. We are a consulting firm in Texas. I just take a few minutes. You know, we are still working on the detailed comments about the proposed regulations. So, right now, I just make a quick brief comments. We do have some concern for the additional requirement of of the PM 2.5 secondary modeling requirement and replacement air screen 3 with air screen. Since everyone, I think many people already talked about the secondary PM 2.5 secondary information modeling, so I wanted to repeat our comments. So I would just discuss the use of screen 3 here real quick. As I mentioned, we do the permit modeling for the oil and gas industry in Texas, and we have been using the screen 3 for more than decades. So screen 3 has been demonstrated a very useful tools for, you know, for the permitting modeling in Texas. So as proposed, screen 3 will be replaced with screen 3 this time. So we just suggest the screen 3 should be still kept on the list of the preferred model, you know, which means give the industry option to use a simple and quick tools to do the permit modeling. You know, we know, you know, air screen will give us more accurate result, but actually, you know, air screen will require additional, you know, information such as, you know, detailed meteorological data. You know, you have to collect bowing ratio, you know, rough surface length, or other, you know, terrain, even the terrain information or building downwash information. So, and in the meantime, air screen will just give a similar, you know, result, you know, compared to the screen 3 result, you know, for, you know, for the oil and gas, you know, permitting project. And so overall, so our suggestion is, you know, still, you know, the screen 3 should be kept on the list of preferred model. And I think that's all I have today. Thank you for everyone.
Thank you, Peter. And so at this point, having no one that has requested time through Nan up front, I will, like I did before lunch, open the floor up. And probably what I'll do is leave the floor open for 2 or 3 minutes. I might not stand up here in front of you because we don't have the Merv Griffin music. But if the microphone is open, and if anybody feels that they would like to offer some oral comments to the record, the floor would be yours.
Good afternoon. My name is George Shady. I'm not going to speak for 15 minutes. I just have a few things to say. I'm with Trinity Consultants. That's our advertisement part. The data requirements rule. The SO2 consent decree. We're in the middle of doing a lot of stuff for a lot of clients, and the Appendix W changes coming right in the middle of this is not helping us. As, of course, no time would Appendix W changing help any of the analyses we have to do for permitting or for air toxics or anything else. So, just having said that, I thought I'd leave you with that thought as you're going down the road of trying to get some of these studies completed. Thank you.
Thank you, George. We still have plenty of time till 5 o'clock today, so. I think George just wanted to get the last word in.
Yeah.
Mine too, but it's... It's as awkward for me as it is for you guys. At least in the other meetings I manage, I just wait for someone to make a motion and then we close the meeting. All in favor.
I'll second.
As the hearing officer, at least I'm not seeing any motion toward the microphone, so I will make one last call. Raise your hand if you're thinking. If not, Going once, going twice. Okay. With that case, I will call a close to the 11th Conference on Air Quality Modeling and for the public hearing related to the proposed rulemaking for the Guideline on Air Quality Models. We appreciate all of your participation, and as I've said many times, safe travels and all that, but I will also say that feedback, good mind and otherwise, I've said that to a few people, we welcome through the comments formally on the proposed rulemaking, but also with respect to the conference. We're not going to do a formal suggestion box or survey, but if there are things that for future modeling conferences that you would think that we should improve upon or change.
Coffee.
Yeah, can't do it. unless we do it somewhere where you offer free coffee. But Right. Nonetheless, I appreciate feedback, good, bad, and otherwise. So if there are things that you would like to see changed in future modeling conferences other than question and answer sessions, can't do it unless we're not doing a rulemaking, but please send them along. You should be able to find my email address without any problem. The other thing, and Tyler was good to remind me, I know we've said offline to a bunch of people, we are planning, or in the preliminary planning stages for next year's Regional, State, and Local Modelers Workshop. I will not say that we are completely set upon a destination because we have to get a bunch of things approved, but it would be a city that in 2005 did have an encounter with Katrina, if all goes to plan, and we also did have a Regional, State, and Local Modelers Workshop there that same year prior to Katrina. But nonetheless, we're looking right now planning a week-long meeting, so first half would be dispersion, second half would be photochemical modeling with an overlap day, and not that we've completely set on it, but the thoughts would be as possibly the middle day, where we have overlap between both curricula or both disciplines, is that we would also have invited stakeholders come in. But it will happen in September. It'll happen after that we finalize the rule package, and so I think that would be a forum that we could have a lot more interaction than over the last couple of days. So again, appreciate everybody's participation, and just have a great rest of your day. If you're staying here enjoying the weather, or if you're traveling, I hope your travels are safe. So, I do.